So now, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Gimel of Masech Deba Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include Achrayis Nechasim. A creditor can establish a lien on the debtor's properties, allowing him to claim them even if they were subsequently sold. The Gemara discusses several examples of documents that do or do not mention Achrayis, including Shtari Haknah, documents that establish a lien regardless of whether the loan takes place. Eid Bechasum of Zachen Loi. Whether the lien is established when it is signed, even before the loan takes place. Achrayis Toi Seifer, whether a lien is established even when not explicitly mentioned in the document. Shtar She'im B'Achrayis, whether a document that does not establish a lien is valid. Matzah Shtar Chayiv, the Mishnah records a dispute under what circumstances one returns a lost loan document. The Gemara cites several possible concerns, including Kasav Lulvas Benisin V'Lilova Ad Tishrei. He wrote the document sometime before the loan actually took place, and so the creditor might wrongly collect property that the debtor sold after the date written in the document, but before the date of the loan, even though the lien was not actually in effect at the time. Chashin Leperoin, whether we suspect that a document was repaid or we maintain that a debtor usually destroys the document immediately upon repayment. Chashin Leperoin Velekanunya, the loan was actually paid, but the debtor admits to the debt because he's conspiring with the creditor to deceive the buyer and confiscate the property.